Although,
yes,
I take it that's you.
What's up, buddy?
So we just never got to touch base yesterday in reference to that one you're talking about. So I wanted to get in touch with you here. So did you get your questions answered on that? I mean, do you know which bank they planned on going through, or?
Not sure which bank. I mean, couldn't know what the competition is using for their bank. But well, according to customers, said that they were not gonna be doing any down payment. I'm guessing the bank is gonna do the down payment for them. I'm not sure. I just wanna ask if that's possible. So we can offer that to customers. Know what I mean?
Right.
Customers don't ever wanna give a down payment, but that's our way to assuring more than a signed paper.
Exactly. Now we require that in some cases as well. Just it's when we require first month's and last month's payments. Typically, it shows they have skin in the game, and then everybody's happy. So.
And right now we're only asking for 10%, not even 15, not even 20.
Yeah, a lot of people want way more than.
Yeah, 10%. Well, like $1,000 or $0, which is practically impossible for us. I mean, it's harder if you sign something with the bank. I mean, something signed, then the bank is a bank.
Yeah, to be
from us and the customer, it's harder.
Well, you mentioned too they had credit issues as well, right? Their credit wasn't extremely good.
What was that? What did you say?
I thought whenever we spoke last, you'd mentioned that their credit wasn't extremely good. Like they might have some credit issues.
No. Actually, they it doesn't have any issues. So that's okay. Why he has a very good credit history.
It's possible that maybe they are just going to pay a form in advance and then add it into the financing form or something like that. But as far as, so you're asking from us while we offer?
Yeah, I mean, what happens, I mean, I want to ask you, for example, what happens if, for example, it's a $300,000-something, a project. So it's not much for you. But for us, it's a pretty good deal.
I'd be happy with that, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm not slow.
And then, we require 10% at least. So I was asking you, okay, if your customer has, very good history of credit, maybe he won't give you any down payment, but you would give us a down payment as a bank. Is that feasible?
We've never done that, to my knowledge, that I know of. But I mean, every deal is a little bit different. If they have extremely good credit and they're approved and they've already, maybe given us confirmation that they're going through with us for the financing, something that we might do, but I've never actually experienced that. Usually the way it works is I'll get the invoice, for example, from you, and then it will have the 10% down reflected on the invoice that's already been given from the customer, and then we just, add it into the
I know. We always put the, how much was made of down payment, and then, the rest is what is being financed. But you think you can ask because, We not sure how what other companies are doing, but we require the down payment really.
Yeah, I mean, I know in your case because you're obviously in Mexico. You're calling me from Mexico, and you're at the manufacturer themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense because you need that. Just like Tesla, they just came out with a new model. They're requiring anyone who wants to buy it put $1,000 down until they're manufactured.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you figure 500,000 people put $1,000 down. It adds up. So
yes.
They're able to get the manufacturing ball rolling and obviously start making their money back after the financing and purchasing of the vehicles and stuff like that. But no, it makes sense. I can definitely ask.
Ask. I mean, we have no problem at all in anything, but just, one of
the... Yeah, I think it would open up a lot more doors for you.
I'm trying to do something that would help customers, and only that customers are, approval, that are approved by you, that, that have no credit issues. Would have this kind of treatment, know what I mean?
Absolutely. No, I think, first of all, we need to get you approved as a vendor, which wouldn't be a problem. And then once we do that, we could schedule it to be 100% financing.
Mm-hmm.
We could pre-fund, we'll pre-fund a specific amount, but I guess in order for the client to know they're going to stick with you for the trailer, if we paid you, there's got to be some way around it. I mean, they could maybe just pay us, and we give it to you, and then
Well, the thing is, the customer doesn't want to, you know, give anything on down payment. I mean, I'm guessing that if he makes a contract, written contract with the bank, I mean, there's no turning way back. Know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Let me find out. I'll ask that question and see if that's because I know that the guy to talk to here. He's I think he's out for a second.
Mhm.
But yeah, I'll let you know. I'll look
into it. Help me ask, because then you know, I can send, you know, a lot of more customers. And, well, like I said, only the ones that you qualify them as, you know, no history, no credit history issues, you know, could have this.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be like...
I mean, it's not like for one unit it's going to do that, but maybe for like this, it's 10 units.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, completely makes sense. Yeah, let me talk to a few people and see if I can get, you know, at least maybe get something going in that direction so we can get some business from you guys as well.
All right, you can shoot me an email to see what's, you know, what they say, and then I'll try to forward you know, that information to customer to see if, you know, where he wants to go, because he was just needed to sign with another manufacturing company, and then Mr. Yegos usually uses a company in Houston that provides several kind of financing, so we went that way, and but I just want to, you know, I don't want to leave you out of the picture.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'll look into it for you, and we'll touch base once I get some answers for you.
All right, buddy. All right. Thanks a lot for calling back, okay?
Not a problem. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.